I'm going to introduce you to somebody that you may or may not have come across. He calls himself Brother Nathaniel. This guy is quite a rare person in the sense that he is a Jew who was brought up in a Jewish household, and later in his life he converted to Christianity. So it's a rare instance because 99% of the time, Jews never convert to Christianity and they look down on Christianity. He converted to Christianity and he does excellent work where he exposes what Jews do and say. And in this particular video, he tells you about the coronavirus and what the Jews are doing in America. And of course, how they pretend they are helping people while they're busy making a whole bunch of money out of this situation. And for those who do not understand how money is actually created literally out of thin air. It's the biggest scam on the planet. And central banks that are not owned by governments, like the Fed in America, it's owned by private bankers. And so when they issue $1.5 trillion, it is merely a book entry. They simply state that they are creating this money. The money doesn't come from anywhere. Not only that, but the American government, upon receiving that money, this loan out of thin air, then has to pay interest on that money. Some years ago, I looked at the total amount of interest paid, and the US government had to pay anything from $120 billion in interest to up to about $200 billion. And it's the common man that pays interest on money that was created as a book entry by bankers. It's not even money that's issued by the government itself. That is how rigged the system is. But Brother Nathaniel knows how Jews are and he knows how they think. He was a Jew for most of his life, and you will hear some of his views.
There's a sucker born every minute, said P.T. Barnum, the circus giant. Whether we're all a bunch of suckers or simply can't see the forest for the trees, that's the real question. We've got corona coming out of our ears, yet we'd never know it if we just step outside. And wouldn't you know it? The leading face to shepherd us out of our corona woes is a Jewish Wall Street banker.
Secretary Mnuchin is meeting today with senators on additional stimulus packages. I can tell you he was meeting with them late until the night last night and for a big part of the day yesterday, and tremendous things are happening.
Tremendous! Businesses of every size are closing. Thousands of Americans will be homeless. Trump's prized shale oil industry is tanking under the Russian-Saudi oil price wars, but hooray! A Jew has come to save the day. Steve Mnuchin, alumnus of Goldman Sachs, now at Treasury, is the face of Jewish Wall Street that's setting up the tents of corona and bringing lots of Jewish gifts to the goys.
We've also talked about a stimulus package to the American worker. You can think of this as something like business interruption payments for the American workers. Thank you.
How nice. While corporate lobbyists line up for trillions in federal handouts to protect Jewish investors, and Jewish Wall Street uses the coronavirus as a cover for the brewing real estate bubble, worse than in 2008, Mnuchin is all dressed up as the government's Yiddishy tooth fairy.
We're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately. And what we've heard from hardworking Americans, many companies have now shut down, whether it's bars or restaurants. Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
How much?
I will be previewing that with the Republicans. There's some numbers out there. They may be a little bit bigger than what's in the press.
Go ahead, please.
Ain't Corona sweet? We're all going to get cash, even a little bit bigger than what we thought. Well, everyone was broke even before Corona, so an extra $1,000 or so from the Jewish-owned Fed can't cover the next minimum payment on MasterCard. Ain't Jewish stimulus packages sweet? Your restaurant, gym, and retail shop have been shut down. You're out of a job. The Jewish banks were about to foreclose on your home, and Mnuchin is going to send you a $1,000 Jewish banknote? My friends, we are entering the regime of unlimited money printing by the Jewish-owned Fed. That money printing, lent to the government at interest, will be used to build military hospitals for Corona, to hire Corona-trained nurses and throw you into a Corona-protected quarantine camp. You have no job. You lost your home, no paycheck, but at least you'll have a roof over your head with your own personal Corona nurse to take your temperature. It's going to be a goyish paradise. And oh yeah, our tremendous government, ruled by the Jews, will provide you with Coke, Cheetos, mandatory vaccinations with tracking chips, and plenty of toilet paper to go. Here's what's coming down. If we're going to lay down on all fours, then we're looking at forced vaccinations, quarantine camps, a Chinese-style social credit system, the end of cash, because dollars are carrying germs, you know, and a full-blown medical martial law scenario. The lockdown in San Francisco, Nevada, and the martial law EO in Georgia are pilot programs, beta tests to see how the goyim will react. So far, the goys are taking it all lying down, and that's good news for the Jews. Look, food production and distribution will be taken over by Jewish Wall Street in a euphemistically labeled private-public partnership. You will be rationing out for your food, your toilet paper, and, of course, in a Jewish bread and circus land, there'll be plenty of Coke and Cheetos to keep the goyim well sedated. The quarantine camps will be stocked with six-packs, Dunkin' Donut stands, and widescreen TVs with your favorite football team plastered in cents around to keep your brain from thinking. This coronavirus scam is well placed to prevent the goys from blaming a pending economic bubble on the Jews. It's the bubonic plague in reverse. Instead of blaming the Jews for poisoning the wells, Corona steps in, and we get to blame an invisible group of germs instead. It's pure genius. Well, the Jews are very smart, you know. Israel actually hooted early on that they had already invented a vaccine to cure Corona. They seem to know everything in advance. Some call it smart, but I call it downright sinister. We're entering into the final phase of Jewish total control. They own the media, the internet, international finance, cybersecurity, and they're about to own our veins and bellies. You will either serve God or mammon. Serving God means fighting Jew control. And we better start fighting and resisting now.